Thanks very much for everyone coming out. I hope we'll put this on again. It's pretty fantastic, mate. And sorry, I was a little poem called The Evening. I want you to talk to the feeling of the evening through your skin and make her a friend before she ends, because if you do it right, she can introduce you to a night. I want you to greet like she helped you beat the devil in a street fight and will do again. She's just waiting for the drop of the pin. Point at the sunset's tail to light a gin. Joint she's rolled from her veil and filled with hot rocks and in spin. Moint us with a warning. I want you to move through like you just go by to say thank you. Right, and I'm going to mess around with my set list actually, because I actually spent today writing a poem instead of practicing for this. So I'm going to give you most of the poem. This is brand new. Wrote it today and yesterday. The kaleidoscope trained on the North Star, I navigate the waterways of my heart. In earthly orbit by mangrove root moon bright, soothsayers loose layers of truth lights, and pull abalone shells from the shallows. Lone paragons dwell in the shadows. My parabells ring from their mallets. An amulet swings from its purpose, an ammonite set in silver and lapis, the Zulai's Azurai of calmness. Reads ripples, the surface refracting its focus, reads ripples around lilies and lotus. Finds written the rhythm of wholeness, and I'm thanking my fields for their harvest, because I float further when water falls hardest, and I'm charging my jewels in the moon sky. Sealing the sparks of the firefly into the heart of my birthright. Now I step from the decks and make moorings, where the strand intersects with the bullring. For in the cave, through the maze, lies a treasure, whose possessor knows pleasure unmeasured. My senses are bloodhound and shepherd. They pad with the wolf and the leopard, and stalk like the grass in the meadows, attuned to the feet, to the tune of the echoes. And now reading the runes in the passage, aloud in the old sacred language. And that's where I'll have to stop all of that shit. That was really finished tomorrow, that's what I spent today doing, sorry. Alright. It's called This Is For You. This is for a once upon a time on a thin fine line. This is for dime spins, for gin, wine and lime skins. This is for the underdog, the undergrowth and the underbelly. This is for the understaters and the acre by the undertakers. This is for the underground, the beating heart of ultrasound. This is for every shot that never flew, for every gun that ever jammed, for every man that ever knew that every living man is damned. For every hour of every year, for every bower built of fear, for every trap that ever closed, for every puzzle ever posed. This is for true love and this is for blood sports. This is for the olive dove and this is for the closed doors. This is for the top dog and this is for the uppercut. This is for the forces that keep your doors shut. This is for the raised fist, the wild and the meek. This is for the open palm and this is for the other cheek. This is for the porn stars and this is for the cum shots. This is for the dive bars and this is for where the fun stops. This is for the good suits and this is for the buzz cuts. This is for the H-bomb and this is for the mud huts. This is for the Dalai Lama, Peter Parker, Genghis Khan. This is for the mother duck and the motherfucking man. This is for life in the 21st century. This is for love, and this is for empathy. This is for freedom's imprisoned namesake, for we are legions, and this is our jailbreak. Cheers, bro. This is Body and Soul. Through body and soul I identify obstacles, obfuscate impossible and contemplate the fossils of a feeling that walked its wonders on my world. I extricate and replicate a flow of code. It lights the road it lines and lets me see, so it can construct a canopy of paper and string around the diaphany of an idea, a chrysalis of crystal to crystallize an ideal that reflects the real and unconceals perfection. Conceal this introspection when it is done and run. Show the silver film to the sun, so I can learn to let go and fall into your world, the portal pools of your eyes, and rise and fall again on your breath as you peer this and tell me, this is my last gasp. Or can I hold my head above the surface? Although it was nervous, now worthless, having served its purpose, discarded, departed in the sand on which I stand, I walk forward, an open-hearted man. Here on the shore I can see a boat passing out at sea. In my hand is a coconut shell full of simplicity, Jack and Coke and a straw. I strain my eyes and set my jaw, distantly glimpse an apple tree with a hill piled beneath it, and I'm resolute to reach it, to climb its vines and pluck the truth and squeeze its juice into a battered vessel to seek out its own level. I seek to serve the grand design, your world and mine, nor the outer spheres that incandesce around us here. They carry me to a higher view, new altitudes of attitude, a seven-sided Rubik's Cube that swings a basket beneath the balloon and streams your puzzles through my sky. The island is clear from here, the geography of a metaphor exposed. Each to the east transubstantiates a tide that carries a cargo of floating doors, each one a painted rainbow faceted in gemstones. You can practically taste them from up here. The north is full of mountains. The south is split. A gapes a mouth that traces out two cliffs, a rope taut between them. A tug of war fought between two angels and two demons. Your tightrope walkers must choose which voices feed them. Words only heard if you choose to heed them. There is another way across the gulf. It is a bridge made out of glass. It requires faith to take the first step, and love to take the last. But to find the other side, we must cross our own reflections. Form flexes west towards a forest where light is singing honest magic into its fabric from its centers. Coherent rays, vibrant, fresh, and clear, reverberate with the strength of a holy moment of sacred source, a fierce and potent divine force, and they carry me with them to the island center where I enter the cavern at its core, fingers tracing the sculpture of the pattern of the pattern on the walls. I feel closer here at the heart of things. I told you I'd be back. I walk to the crack. I sit at the base. It calls my heart from its cage. It dissipates the wires with the light of golden fires. I take its seat at my core. I dissolve the world. Bow and leave the stage. Thank you. This is the Emperor's Leap.
You have dropped everything on the table.
Yeah, I've been a mess at the stage. Alright, this is the Emperor's Leap philosophy. We fly by time and space, walk dreamscapes of light and sound, and now we're in the club, calling in hits on your position and doing drive-bys on your ignorance in the smoking areas of your soul. We dive to the pinhole of the smoking crater, to the pole creator who's looking for you. You better turn yourself in. 20,000 leagues under the skin, a journey to the center of the self. You won't see it on your TV, it don't make placards, but if it did, they'd say, do you know the interest rate on your inner wealth? We demand your divinity now, and we shall not be moved. Don't ask us why, but how you can pay yourself your dues like those who hold their breath underwater to simulate the void, while the world that looks on is trapped in translation. Wrapped in the parenthesis of Sigmund Freud, although it's apparent this parent has been rendered impotent and paranoid by the cocaine and pipe smoke in the sea of pain which the eye floats, and we are the fishermen, casting castanets overboard the Thames Sebastian. And our mermaid surface decorates and converts us, and we turn Fahrenheit into Celsius. It's getting hot in here. Day turns into night, and we dissipate our fears. We turn tension into release and disappear, appear dispersed, and marvel at our catch, scintillating jewels for disintegrating pools to snatch. We have studied whirlpools and glass buckets, are now ready to take the grit from our pearls and add their sand to our shorelines, which we hook bait and reel in to bring the reel in before dive the flounders. Now the ocean surrounds us, and we surrender, for it matters or a matter of perspective. It matters not. We climb into the canyons of our starboard side and our shot. The board stars with our broadside and return to the mansions and the lighthouse of our celestial port where the report sounds. Where a board sounds. We record our shadows on wax cylinders and beam Morse code out into the universe from our filaments. We fill the elements with space. We feel the elegance of grace, and now these elephants are swans. White and curving as they ricochet through the night of the learning to navigate through intuition and lateral thinking. Collateral inkling. Rears a colossus on the banks of the Tiber who weaves tiger's eye and harnesses the gleams of garnets into his power like a Fabergé egg. It is written down, and the teller jumps up the ledger. His wings are a fiat, and the facade is corniced in marble. The cornerstone of the sun shines the power of book beams and burns incense on charcoal, compressed into old pellets to honor the goddess through the burning of the indigestible. We are vested in the vestibule, like a vegetable, animal, mineral. The scabbard of the tabernacle where the moon cackles of witches wear the night, and the witcher wishes the sun to rise and set, and it does so, but the pharaoh is called upon it too. The god king incarnate who incarnates inside you, so, pharaoh, let yourself go. Commit the day, and fill the night with ash clouds, so the fields that you plow may grow the seed that you sow, although the sunflowers may bow their heads under the weight in the first hours of the new beginnings. Let the diving bell temple of your physical climb to the steeple and ring with a church bell tone of the spiritual so that the people may hear it in the meadows and bless themselves. The Mushadin call your name 5 times a day, and God has constructed an identikit portrait of your face. It is pasted on billboards and lampposts, asteroids and atoms. Every even or atom, every read in the pattern, can see as it happens. Don't believe in the trappings if you don't want to be trapped. God is not a white robe, or the black robe's hat, or an idea, though he takes all forms. The universe is a cloak of stars, a wizard's garb worn by the formless to shield its nudity from the gaze of conformists and the misguided. Is playing hide and seek with the ignorance of the deference and the reverence of your point of reference. It's all a matter of perspective, to the temper of the Mobius. The Emperor is clothing us in a subtle cut. Use a subtle knife, shuffle up to a second life, rise to your knees and reappraise your surroundings. God is looking for you. You better turn yourself in. I'm going to finish this up with a poem called The Dream Smith. He told them he planted the seeds of dreams in the furrows of the brows of their daughters and sons' minds. And what they said bullshit, he said all they'll need now is water and sunshine. He said, go to where dreams walk, climb to the clouds. At the top of the beanstalk, you'll see to the shroud, so follow the rabbit right over the rainbow. Climb up the tresses that hang from the window. Make a trail out of breadcrumbs back out of the woods. Just look out for the girl in the red riding hood. Go tripping, trip-trapping right over that bridge. Throw the troll in the river if he challenges this. Sing all the dragons to steep in their vaults. And never look back, for you might turn to sword. Never look down, for you walk on the sky. Throw this over your shoulder when danger is nigh. When asked for the password, give this in reply. Take both heels together and say it 3 times. Slippers of ruby, slippers of glass. Look for the beauty that none can surpass. Ask for the mirrors that hang from the walls. And look for the garden when light never falls. Treasure the feather that fell from the firebird's tail. Send your last arrow to the gap in the scales. No knife skins the line except its own jaws. So the buck of your hurl, send it down the hound's jaws. Wash your day wounds in the rivers at the settings of the sun. Seek the answers to the riddles in the blister on your thumb. With whirls and loops, and nation's hoops, and cries of hoka hay. Black elk rides with the buffalo, and the people come to pray. So sing with the bullfrog, howl with the wolf god, the hoof and paw and wing. And the tide will breathe Persephone, when winter falls to spring. When dressed as a crow, the morrigan comes. The cries will be deadened with banging drums. The snow will be reddened, but no, it will melt. For when the sun joins the battle, there is warmth to be felt. So pull on your armor and follow the grail. Tie yourself to a stone if your strength starts to fail. Pull the ropes tight if you appear to die standing up. Drink from the chalice and drink from the cup. But don't let the water slip through your hands. There's looms, weights and scissors and a trickle of sand. And the fates will eye the hero's thread with a blessing and a curse. For Judas paid the ferryman from the silver in his purse. So when you wandered in the desert, the devil for the sea, you come across the ocean. Craft a raft from twine and trees, and let the currents take your coracle to the shores of blessed isles. For you go to meet the oracle who knows you for your trials. For your sea grew in her garden, and has opened at her a flower whose petals 4 each carry quarter of the goddess and her power. The further plains are yellow earth as the petal of the east. The scarlet mouth of sacred south brings healing to the east. From holy water westernmost, the blue of rain appears, the one petal white blue to the north. To cleanse us of our fears, and now we're compassed in that blossom. We are heavy on our stem, atop the root that brought us forth, to take us back again. So kiss the girl who kissed the frog, climb holy mountains clothed in fog, where youth's old fountain flows to sea. I'll follow you, you follow me. The odds are with us, the force is strong, the gods within us march us on. We are stories that we tell ourselves, the planets gather round. We are that tide, its rise and swells, the silence. The sound. He told them he planted the seeds of dreams in the furrows of the brows of their daughters and sons' minds. And when they said, bullshit, he said, oh, they'll be now with water and sunshine. Thank you very much.